Life. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. This is hour number two, USAprepares.com. Broadcasting from the Commonwealth of Virginia, the consumer capital of the East Coast. And at the top of the hour news, you just heard our announcer say Silicon Valley. No. It's Silicon Valley. That's the high-tech center of the United States of America. That'd be San Jose, Cupertino, and Los Gatos, California, and the surrounding area. That's Silicon Valley. Now, Silicon Valley, that's Hollywood, California. With us this hour is Mike Evans. Mike Evans is a USAprepares.com instructor, a broadcaster, and an investigative journalist. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you? I love your analogy there on the silicon versus silicone. Frankly, I think most of Americans' heads are made of silicone these days because what's going on around us is so apparently obvious and should be raising the hair on the back of people's necks everywhere. And apparently it doesn't seem to be doing so. I mean, you know, when we look at the expansion of the police state in the United States of America, every American should be terrified of just how dangerous and harmful it is when they're building these dossiers on us and storing them on every American citizen, even those who think, you know, well, I don't do anything wrong, because they're being intellectually dishonest about it, and not only their own risk, but those of their friends and family members, you know. Let me throw this out there. Prove this to yourself. I'm sorry. Mike, I launched right into that, didn't I?
Mike, I just want to say two things. Class, I'd like you to know that a lot of our instructors on the air at USAprepares.com get a chance to talk with each other on and off the air, and we're all good friends. So I just want to let you know that we we think alike.
I'm not the normal interview.
and the funniest thing is to have all of us in one room with just one microphone.
Right. That's but interesting. Mike,
I want to share this with you. There's a guy on the radio in Springfield, and I heard this guy say, yeah, I was asked over the weekend, you know, some guy said, hey, how do you feel about drones? And this guy, a radio guy, goes, hey, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. They don't bother me. I couldn't believe this guy said that. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Let me explain this.
It's dishonest.
For you. Of course it is. It's intellectually dishonest. For yourself and your family and those around you. Let me explain why. Here's what people don't understand. And I'm going to prove, I want your listeners to prove it to themselves. And here's the best way to accomplish that. The next time that they are out in an environment where there are multiple people sitting around, and I don't care whether it's at the dinner or over at a friend's house, whether they're sitting down having a beer, watching a ball game or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. I want you to take your mobile phone and I want you to put it up on the table and announce loudly to everyone within earshot that the conversation is now being monitored by the NSA. I want then you to observe the tone and the tenor and the nature of the conversation turn from friends sharing with each other, laughing, having fun, talking to one another, and, you know, maybe having a conversation that would ordinarily only be shared among close friends. I want you to watch that turn to small talk, weather, and carefully worded statements and discussion that's designed to avoid raising the interest of some phantom listener who's on the other end of the phone. Because, see, even if you believe yourself innocent, here's where most Americans are making a mistake. This dragnet is so dangerous because they think they're immune from this immense infrastructure that's being I'm going to tell them how. If you communicate with someone who then communicates with someone who also communicates with someone else, and that person who they're communicating with is a target, whom you don't even know, what you don't know is that you are now in the circle of targeted people. And everyone with whom you communicate is now spreading the virus of surveillance. And here's, and look, it doesn't take long for everyone to legitimately be a target based on the 6 degrees of separation principle, that within 6 degrees, you can pretty much get back to anyone at any given time based upon who they are. And if you're not familiar with 6 degrees of separation, go look it up. It's all over WikiLeaks. It's very easy to find. It's a model. And it's a model that is proven. You probably heard 7 degrees back to Kevin Bacon or something like that, right? Same idea. Please don't be naive enough to believe that the NSA isn't aware of this model. In fact, this entire dragnet infrastructure is predicated and built upon that model. All of this surveillance and monitoring, all of this spying and dossier development on Americans matters. And I'll tell you why. Your interpersonal relationships are being damaged as a result of the fact that we can no longer communicate freely with each other. What matters even more is that your personal dossier at some point in time will be put to use when the hammer begins to descend and the grip of this steel tyranny closes on about us. And here's why. You say to yourself as a citizen, well, it doesn't affect me really. This isn't really something I have to worry about. But it will matter to you, and I'm going to tell you when it does. Eventually, even you, the passive, the disinterested, the apathetic, and the intellectually dishonest, will become part of the resistance when this gets so bad that you can no longer tolerate it, because now it's sitting in your living room. It's monitoring your entire life and the lives of your friends and your family, and some of those people are beginning to be prosecuted and maybe even disappearing. And in that case, the answer to the question of does this matter to me should be blatantly evident. Even the most passive person out there has to acknowledge, and I'm going to quote something that will make perfect sense in this context, that even they can be forced to take action because, quote, accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are most disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they're accustomed. But when a long train of abuse and usurpation pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. That's a direct quote right out of the Declaration of Independence. And, you know, they put up with what they could put up with for as long as they could. But I dare say that what they put up with wasn't even close to where we are today. We have allowed our government to become so abusive and fall under such absolute despotism that at this point, we don't even recognize the despotism when we see it. Just ask yourself this simple question, listeners. How long will it be before it's illegal to have private communication? I'm going to give you the answer. That was yesterday.
Mike, you're absolutely right. The government has told us, and Google has told us, we have no right to expect privacy. They've told us.
But the
they
truth
have
is,
come out.
Government has no authority to limit our private communications or monitor them, period, unless we let them. Mm-hmm. You see, this NSA and this entire spying infrastructure must be eliminated from the American landscape. Anything less than that is unacceptable, and I'll tell you why. Forget these inflated fears of terrorism. There is only one terrorist organization that really must be feared by the American population, and that's housed and based in Washington, D.C. It's not in some Islamic republic. You know, Jay Leno's show the other day, Obama came out and said, you have a better chance of being killed in a car accident than you do of being killed by a terrorist attack. And that's the absolute truth. But the truth of that statement was lost on most Americans. The correct way to look at this issue is in a cost-benefit analysis. Is it worth it for America to live under total 100% observation of every action via video, every communication, every thought and interest, for the infinitesimal chance that they might be killed in a terrorist attack? truthfully, you know, we are a nation where personal communications with ourselves is where we need to have a personal conversation, let me rephrase that, with ourselves. And it has to be done without the bias and the lies and the engineering that the Ministry of Propaganda has been feeding down our throats. Because they are complicit in this infrastructure and this dragnet. And you don't need a lot of proof to back that up. They are leaking this out in small doses to Americans who are becoming immune to it. And they're beginning to say, oh, heck, it's just another story about the NSA. Every one of these revelations should have us storming the castle with pitchforks and torches. This is so dangerous to the infrastructure of America and the fabric with which our nation was built that it is outside the scope of any concept that we have ever even looked at as a tyrant. You see, with information, information is power. And once they have that, under the 6 degrees of separation model, everybody is a target. Their argument is, well, we're only targeting those people who communicate with those people who are overseas. Okay, but 6 degrees later, guess what? We're all guilty. That's the point. We're all guilty. And, you know, the Ministry of Propaganda and the mainstream media are lying to us. And we have a right to know not only what's being done, but why it's being done. Because without enough information, we cannot possibly hope to make an informed decision about our lives, our futures, the future of our nation, and the destiny of America. And that is tyrannical.
Mike, I don't know if you were with us, but...
that's hard to do with many folks.
Hey, Mike, a couple years ago we went to Jefferson City, Missouri, you know, the state capital. And we got in a couple busloads of us. We all went up there just to introduce ourselves to the people whom we elected to represent us. And we had pitchforks. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. That's great. And you know what? That kind of you know, massive, peaceful, civil disobedience is what we need. But we need it on such a massive scale that we are replicating what they did in Egypt. You know, we need a massive civil disobedience of 20, 25, 30 million Americans who will march on Washington and say, guess what, folks, the jig is up. We're not leaving until you do. We've had enough.
Mike Evans, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Maybe we'll be right back, right after these few short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at PrivacyRadio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to PrivacyRadio.com to learn more.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, if you listen to some of our commercials here on GCN, you can hear some really great commercials. I just heard for the first time the term government wonks. I love it. And there's another guy who uses the term boneheads in the government. And you know, here's what's happening. These guys, we are going farther and farther out on a limb because we have been told that, you know, we used to be able to call the president, oh, back in the 60s, if you wanted to say anything you wanted about him, anything at all, it was okay. It was okay. Now you can be arrested. You can be arrested for saying things about the president of the United States. So we are in an area of speech control, and we're actually getting into thought control where people are being arrested for pre-crime. Now, what? People are being arrested for not even committing a crime, for thinking about it. It's unbelievable. So, and that gets me to the point about nail clippers. Mike Evans is with us. Mike, you know, TSA, they started out, all of a sudden we had TSA, and to fly you had to go through these people who were greater than 17 years of age, maybe had a high school diploma, maybe not. They had to have a pulse, and they became the authorities at the airports, and you had to check in with them and make sure that you complied with the rules and regulations. And they started confiscating nail clippers. I mean, they had barrels and barrels and barrels and barrels of nail clippers that they stole from people because you can't, you know, it's not safe to fly with a nail clipper. And they've conditioned us that, you know, nail clippers, and then it was knives, and then it was, you know, pointy objects, and then it went on and on and on, and pretty soon you can't even drink water. Literally, they wanted to steal my water that I bought at, I think, $3.75 at the airport. They said, no, you can't take that. And I go, okay, well, just stick with me and we'll just wait while I drink it. I'm not really thirsty, but, you know, I'll get it down. I mean, seriously, these guys are out of control. And, Mike, you're talking about how the government is conditioning us to behave a certain way. They're out of control.
You know, I did a story yesterday, and I posted this video up on YouTube because I record and stream my program every morning. And you guys, if you're interested, you can go to facebook.com/America's Voice Now, and or you can go to youtube.com/America's Voice Now. And I did this story yesterday about how the surveillance state, and especially the TSA and border security and the DHS, are classifying, they have created a new policy rule, which is not public knowledge, that they can search your cell phone and your laptop within 100 miles of an American border. Now, most people say, well, where'd the 100 miles come from? I don't know. It's just an arbitrary figure they made up because it gave them, and here's what they don't understand. Most people think, oh, well, that's the border. That's good. We want them to be able to search people on the border. Stop right there. Hold on. What you need to understand is what they construe to be the border are the borders of America. So that includes from Bangor, Maine, all the way down to Miami, or, you know, the islands down there. And it includes all of the Gulf Coast all the way back over to Brownsville, and then all of the Mexican border all the way to Southern California, then all of the California coast up to the tip of Washington State, then all the way across the Canadian border back to Bangor, Maine. Here's the problem with that. This isn't border security in searching these. In other words, they can pull you over in the middle of Manhattan and take your laptop and your cell phone and search it. And that is dangerous for a couple of reasons, and I explained a bunch of them in that video that you can watch. But here's the example. If you are a business or a corporation and you have employees who travel with sensitive financial information, merger and acquisition information, proprietary intellectual property on your corporation's laptops and computers and cell phones, guess what? They've got access to that. And it's these knucklehead, knuckle-dragging TSA people and Border Patrol who are going to have access to it. Now, we've seen the TSA has a record of adhering and monitoring or adhering to the law like no other group. They are the most corrupt organization out there because they advertise for them on pizza boxes. So what you have to realize is that if you work for a large corporation who's in the midst of a merger and acquisition, and you've got proprietary because you're a CPA or you're one of the transition team people, your information is now wide open to TSA members, and I guarantee you it will be sold to the highest bidder.
Yeah, and the bad thing is those TSA guys make more money than you and I do.
By the way, so is your wife who sent you that little fly picture that you'd like to take when you travel.
Mike Evans, USAPrepares.com, will be... I think we'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888 888- 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Keep it.
God, you're.
Take my new gun.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
There's a. There's a woman in Texas, a young woman who has four children, and while one of her children was in dance class, her newest was hungry, so she was breastfeeding her youngest. And she was told by this recreation center manager, you can't do that here. You know, she has permission to tell this person, the breastfeeding mother, that she cannot breastfeed in public. And the mother said, wrong. I can breastfeed my child anywhere I want in 50 states. Now, the whole point of this is here is some do-good government type person saying, hey, you can't do it. And I have permission to ask you to stop. And the mother said, I don't care whether you have permission or not. The law says I can. And Mike, what we're talking about right here is saying no. No, we are not going to comply with these idiotic orders from these government minions. We're not going to do it. We're not going to let them take our liberties and our freedoms from us. We've had it.
Well, yeah, what really is frightening about this, Vince, is that we don't even actually know how deep down the rabbit hole we've fallen, because everything now is a state secret. Virtually every, I did a story yesterday also on the ACLU and this Freedom of Information Act. They got finally cleared from DHS after almost a 2-year wait. And the Civil Rights and Civil Liberties Office of the DHS, which is supposed to be like a watchdog organization, making sure our rights aren't violated, actually agrees with the DHS that they can search within that 100-mile border range based upon suspicion of a police officer or an agent of the DHS. And they are hiding it under the state secret privilege. And what's really amazing about this is they state right in their example of what, or right in their definition of what they believe this policy should be, that they don't want to be challenged in court because it might actually expose the hard to articulate hunch of a border agent, right? And that it would then lead to legal challenges where they would have to be forced to stop. I mean, they're openly stating in documents, in written documents, that they are operating as in a treasonous fashion against Americans. I mean,
Micah, if you look at the map of the United States, what you're saying is some of the absolutely most populated regions of the United States fall within that 100-mile limit.
It's about 70% of America. Yeah, and what yeah, they're actually it, calling these is constitution-free zones. I kid you not. I mean, you got to be flipping kidding me, right? That phrase alone ought to have Americans' hair standing on end. Constitution-free zone? What? This is a fabricated border. And the DHS has declared and given themselves the authority to search your electronic belongings based exclusively upon suspicion. No reasonable cause necessary, no probable cause, no warrant necessary. You look suspicious, give me that laptop, and then pour through it. And what the implications of that are not really readily apparent until you sit and think about it for a little bit. But, you know, that picture that you took of your wife on your cell phone one night, guess what? Who's looking at that? Guess who's looking at your medical records that are stored on your laptop because you were searching for cancer treatment for your wife? Mm-hmm. Guess who's looking at your financial records because when you went to H&R Block and you did your taxes electronically, you saved the file on your machine. And now all of that is wide open to viewing by, boom, some TSA agent who, for all intents and purposes, 6 months ago, was burglarizing people's homes. I mean, you don't even know. That's the point. DHS now considers themselves above the law of the land. And that is the problem. You know, Congress isn't reining this in either because they're all compromised and they're all complicit. And the mainstream media, or the Ministry of Propaganda, as I like to refer to them, they're not recognizing or notifying us about what's going on for the simple reason that they are complicit in the misleading of America. What they have been offered, I don't know, other than the fact that the vast majority of, well, not the vast majority, virtually every of the six mainstream news organizations that are out there are all of their heads, all of their directors, all of their executive leadership are all members in the Council on Foreign Relations, including Faux News, I might add. I'm sorry, Fox News. Because they, and the truth is, Fox News is there just like the Republicans and the Democrats are there to give us the illusion that there's something alternative to the bias that we see. And that's why they're allowed to stay on the air, I might add. Because otherwise, the American people would say, hey, wait a second, clearly this is, you know, this is the new Pravda, if you will. And so Fox News is encouraged and pushed. Now, look, their numbers, individually, Fox News has greater viewership than all the other networks combined. That's ABC, NBC, CBS, Communist News Network, and excuse me, NPR, and everybody else. When you look at MSNBC, by the way, is the one I forgot. So when you look at Fox News, their viewership exceeds all the other companies put together. That ought to tell you How many Americans are thirsting for truth, and they cannot find it anywhere? And they're listening to the next best thing, faux news.
Yeah,
that, ladies and gentlemen, is scary. Because even Fox News is not telling us the reality of what's happening in our nation. And they're doing so. They're not doing so because their chief, Rupert Murdoch, the owner, and Roger Ailes, the executive president, are both members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you don't know who and what the Council on Foreign Relations is, go and go to your browser again. And, well, you know, go to a browser in a public library and you register under somebody else's name. But the point is, the Council on Foreign Relations, look up their membership roster, past and present, and you will be stunned to find out that there's not a single executive office administration in this nation, nor virtually any member of Congress, nor virtually any member of the State Department who has not been a CFR member since Roosevelt. Every banking organization, every international conglomeration, conglomerate, every globalist organization in the planet, their heads are all members of the CFR, which has as their standard mantra the globalization of America, ultimately leading to the enslavement of Americans. And here's the reason why. We cannot be allowed to exist for the simple reason that they can't have an example that other nations can point to and say, we want to be like that.
Mike Evans, Erin Burnett, real pretty brunette, was on
CFR member. She's on the list.
Yes,
that's yeah, by the way, so is every other major news host, Brokaw and all those guys over the years. Go look at it. You'll see their names prominently displayed, all of them. Every one of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, every member of the senior executive military, every member of every major policy decision and policy-making organization in every administration from Roosevelt forward has been, and even beyond that, because the CFR was created in about 1905 or something. And they have an international version, too. But just domestically here in the United States, every major international corporation is a member as well, including IBM and Google and all these other companies.
Including Walter Cronkite, and you know we used to trust him on the news back in the 60s.
But after his death, do you remember how it came out that really he was a bleeding heart liberal?
Yeah.
Well, what we don't know is how biased he gave us the news then, and people were so ignorant of it because there was no, you know, I mean everybody's, you know, in those days when you and I grew up as kids, you know, the concept was, hey, government is there to help us and protect us, never to do what's wrong. And that's when, you know, no one ever really thought the government was going to become this tyrannical monster it is. And what we have to recognize now is that our situation as it stands right now, with the amount of information that they are building and developing these dossiers on every American, the tyranny that is being instituted and prepared and planned for right now in the United States is going to make guys like Stalin and guys like Mao and guys like Hitler look like weeblos. They're not even Cub Scouts yet in terms of their ability to function. I mean, people, you have no concept of how dangerous this is because with this kind of information, everyone is subject to being purged. And, you know, it's the circle of influence is so wide that you don't even know that the person you talk to in a business deal, six people away from him, is involved in funneling money to some terrorist organization, and suddenly, boom, you're now a target as well. And if you don't believe that things can be taken out of context, I invite you to look at the vast majority of most of the federal prosecutions in this country and correct yourself quickly, because it's time America had a conversation with itself, albeit without all of the influence and the misinformation and disinformation we're being fed by the Ministry of Propaganda. The problem is that there's no forum for that.
No, you're right. And, you know, I was thinking about Erin Burnett as you were talking about this, and I was thinking about Jim Cramer. And I said publicly that, and they're on CNBC, I said publicly, and they were giving financial advice. These are people who, if you followed their advice, their recommendations, you probably would have lost everything. It's unbelievable.
Right.
I'm not kidding, and people watch.
You're absolutely correct.
And let me say something else. I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I get emails from a guy who has an expo. It's called the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo. All right. This guy, he's affiliated with CERT, the Community Emergency Response Team. It's part of the federal government.
Right,
right on his website, it says CERT. Right next to that, FEMA. I mean, what's this guy thinking? What is this guy thinking?
The problem that... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You know, we were not involved with those guys at all. At all. The Red Cross? No. The Civil Air Patrol? No. The National Guard? No. FEMA? No. There's an expo where they're in bed with FEMA and CERT. Really? Is that where you want to go?
Yeah.
Mike Evans, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Evans is with us, and we've been talking about the unscrupulous monitoring, the illegal monitoring of your information, your phone calls, your emails, your texts by your government. And I just want to share this with you. The expo that I was telling you about, the National Preppers and Survivalists Expo, it's in Atlanta. It's coming up shortly in October. And I can tell you that it says right on the website that they are involved with FEMA. They're involved with READY. They're involved with the Fire Corps. They're involved with the Citizen Corps. They're involved with the Community Emergency Response Team. Okay? Think I'm kidding? Just go to the website. And by the way, I can tell you this, that I have been told by USAPrepares.com instructors that for a payment of $100, they will sell you the email list. Who is that? The email list, if you want to go to this expo, they'll give you free tickets, which is great, right? But to get the tickets, you have to apply on the internet with your email address. That is being sold.
You know, I don't know most Americans. I think most people, kind of in the back of their minds, recognize the danger we're in. I mean, they all have that sinking feeling that, you know, runs upon them every once in a while that says, boy, this is really out of control, but I don't know what to do about it. And the problem, of course, is that at this point, we've allowed government, both state and federal, to become so large, so all-encompassing, and so, you know, inescapable that we no longer even know where to begin to start. I mean, you know, I've heard the old adage, well, if you decide that you're going to fight, where do you start? I mean, do you start in your local community? Do you start on a national level? Do you start on a state level? What agency do we start working on to try to? And the problem is, it's like being handed a teacup and being told to move Mount Everest by tomorrow morning. I mean,
start local.
It's an almost unimaginable task. And
let's start local.
I think that, well, I get it. We have to start local. But the other aspect of it is that I think what we need is enough, you know, massive civil disobedience in this country, and I mean it peacefully. It should be peaceful. We can't descend into the Second Amendment, which is the principle of mutually assured destruction, as recognized by our founders, because that will mean the end and the death of a republic. But what we have to do is we have to walk like an Egyptian, if you will, and march upon our state and federal capitals and make a determined effort to say, we're going to starve the beast from the inside out. And we're going to accomplish that by stopping paying our taxes, stopping paying our mortgages, stopping. And I get it. Those weak of heart will say, well, that's not fair. I'm going to lose my house. Well, I'm going to lose my car. let me correct the record. First of all, government couldn't last more than 90 days under those circumstances. State governments wouldn't last more than 30. They're as hand-to-mouth as you are. The problem is that these patriots, or so-called patriots, who declare themselves to be one thing but then turn around and run away when the threat exists, they are afraid that they'll lose their home or their car or their business or whatever. I got to tell you, first of all, most mortgage companies don't even know you haven't paid your mortgage for the first 90 days. They're so inundated under foreclosures. Secondly, most car companies, it takes them at least 90 days before they can even begin repossession. And worse, and what really matters is this. Our founders and our forefathers and our revolutionary ancestors put their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor on the line to create and develop and build this great nation. And, you know, what kind of a patriot are you that you're more worried about a ding on your credit report than you are about saving the republic, which, frankly, will guarantee your children and your children's children and, frankly, the remainder of your own natural life the freedom which you've come to expect and understand is a part of the fabric of our country. So I got to tell you, America, it's time to stand up and take notice and time to stand up and take a stand. I want to know, are you going to stand with me in the breach? Because Vince and I put our lives, and so do many, many other patriots, put our lives on the line every day. And it's up to America to stand up and be prepared to back us up.
AmericasVoiceNow.org. AmericasVoiceNow.org. Mike Evans and I, Joyce Riley, Sam Bushman, and others have pledged to stand behind each other. So if any one of us gets taken out, or many of us, we're coming to the rally.
Boy, have we got some big stuff planned for these folks.
Hey, Mike's not kidding. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for being with us. You'll be back again
and
again
and
again.
I appreciate it.
Plus, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.